Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to a brand new extra special episode of Tinder Loving Her with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling, Kate. Kate and I have decided we cannot not discuss the latest show airing in the 90 Day Fiancé franchise, which is the original 90 Day Fiancé. As you probably know, our podcast, Tinder Loving Her, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Wednesday. And in that podcast, we break down a show from the TLC network, past or present, as well as the Discovery Plus network, and deep dive and discuss the glorious chaos. We have decided to watch even more TLC and get in on the new season of 90 Day Fiancé and release it to you as some more content. Our beautiful trash TV loving listeners. Hey, Kate.
Hello. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Can you hear the jingle jangle?
Now I can.
Oh, okay, good. I want to get it close to this mic so you can hear the jingle jangle. It's very important work. What's going on? How's it going? What's going on?
Good. Like I was telling you before, just like prepping for the holidays. It just feels like it snuck up. And I know everyone says that every year, but it's happening in a week.
Yeah. Kate, ask me how many presents I've got.
How many presents have you gotten for people?
Zero.
Hey, you got a week.
I'm still at the point where I've written down the names and listed the gift ideas. Mm-hmm. None have been purchased yet. So there's that. But you know what? It always finds its way. As long as on Christmas Day, I've got cozy comfies. Mm-hmm. I have nibbly bits, as we call in England. You always have your nibbles. I know in England what they call this is very English, right? So you know you have your spread of stuff. You call it it's so English. You call it your picky bits. Just put some picky bits out. And that means that it's all like, you know, little mini sausage rolls, little quiches, little vol-au-vents, crudité, things like that.
That's
that
all you picky up with your hand.
Yeah. It's like you just pick at. Well, it's because you're picking at it throughout the day, like grazing. Mm. So they call it your picky bits. That's
like
what you
that.
Have. I love picky bits. As long as they have that, good red wine. And obviously, you've got to have your Bucks Fizz in the morning, also known in American as mimosa.
What is it?
It's called Bucks Fizz.
What is that?
Have I not told you that one before? I thought I translated before. Mm. So every morning, in England on Christmas morning, you always have your Bucks Fizz in the morning, and it's basically a mimosa, we call it a Bucks Fizz. Ugh,
you guys have such like snappy, cute names for everything.
Very cute. It's very, very cute. So, and I haven't even made my first batch of mince pies. There's a lot that needs to be going on, Kate, but I was looking after, had a dog boarding at my house over the weekend. Her name was Lulu.
Ah.
She was a cheeky girl, but she was lovely. And I'm running around like a blue-assed fly. But apart from that, you know, happy holidays.
Yeah, we're here.
We're here. We're here. We have a lot to discuss.
We do. Yeah.
As always.
Another great 90 Day Fiancé episode. What do you think of this season 10 in general?
I was trying to think about that. I was like, I don't know what to say. And I'm going to bring it up to you now. We would usually do this when we're not on air. But you know what? Let's bring it on air. Kate, I don't know how I feel about 90 Day anymore. We have exhausted every storyline there could possibly be for a 90 Day person. Everything. And I don't know how I feel about... I mean, I don't watch really any of these offshoots anymore. I just actually watched, I have it in my notes to talk to you about in the next episode, but I have a little bit that I watched of This Other Way in the three-part reunions, the 15-episode series. I am just, dare I say, much like Sandoval and Ariana, I'm just over it, dude. I'm over it.
Well, we never get a break either. We don't get a chance to miss it because as soon as one season ends, the very next week, they've got another one in the can ready to roll out.
And good point.
So there's no missing it. There's no, they're rolling out the same couples for most of the, you know
yes,
what I mean? It's like
the repetition is terrible. The repetition is just, it's mind numbing. And I'm watching these shows and I'm making these notes as we did for this week. And sure, there's always some kookiness and some of this and some that, but every episode is like an hour and a half.
Right.
And we are getting the same content. So Kate, I don't know if we need to have, I would like to hear from the listeners, like, are you all still engaged as much as you were in the DOS era? I mean, I know we're going back to the golden era, but you know, is it still something that you're like, oh, there's a new season of 90 Day on and you're excited for? Because Kate, I'm losing my interest.
I think they're having a harder time finding people, you know, as the show's gotten so popular. It's really hard for them to find people like your Danielle and Mohammeds and your, you know, and your Nicole. I think
there is
the
no
casting
store.
Department must be struggling to just scrape in the barrel for people. I don't know what it needs or what we need from TLC, Discovery, whatever, whoever's making this anymore.
I'll tell you what they need. They need us because we are offering our services. And guys, sometime next year, Kate and I will be releasing our company separate from the potty, which is going to be Bravo Consultants. That's trademarked. Nobody steal it. Because Kate and I can go into a room. We could go into a casting. We would get rid of all these wannabe influencers. We would get people that were really, you know, challenged in some manner. And stick them on TV and give them alcohol. And that's what the people want to see.
Ruin people's lives.
Listen, someone's got to do the job. And Kate and I would do it excellently. So I don't know. That's how I feel. What is your opinion of it? I mean, do you echo that or are you still kind of involved?
It's... I feel the same way pretty much. I am still enjoying this season, but I'm not like laughing my ass off or I'm not enthusiastically enjoying it. I'm just kind of letting it roll over me and just like, okay, yeah, here comes Jasmine again. But it needs something. I really like the pacing of 90 Day Fiancé UK. So maybe they need to just like have more happening. I mean, we'll get into this episode, but there's one couple where I'm like, there's zero conflict. Like, why are they even on this?
I think you're right. I think it is due to pacing. And I think it's just that stretching this out for 15 episodes and an hour and a half. It's too much. Something needs to be shaken up. And you know what? We're here, guys. If you're listening at TLC, we're here. Speaking of 90 days, I'm going to bring this up quickly and I'm not going to get too angry about it. Cleo is back with Christian.
I saw that a couple hours ago on Instagram.
I put it on our Instagram this morning. That's what I woke up to, Kate. I didn't want to wake up to this. I had left numerous comments on Cleo's Instagram account. in the past couple of months, she was doing these photo shoots. She was looking super cute. She was answering people's questions. She was getting involved with her fans. And I wrote numerous times, you're so beautiful. I didn't mention anything about him. I didn't want to do that. But I was like, you're so beautiful, so happy for you. Like she's my friend, obviously.
Showing support.
Showing support. And then she posts photos of him and her. Clear. She has no clue of her worth. None. He is a disaster.
It's a bummer. It's a big bummer. I really thought she would move on it to greener pastures, but
no, I'll tell you exactly what happened. She doesn't have enough self-confidence, right? And she really loved him for God knows whatever reason. Anyway, he dumped her and then he went, actually, I'd like to be on TV again. And that's why he's got back with her. Sorry, guys. That's what it is.
And we're going to see him again.
We're going to see him again. Okay. See, this is the problem with these. Anyway, so we'll get into this, but I will just, another thing I want to know, because it's so dear to your heart. I watched the first episode of 1,000 Pound Sisters.
Okay. Kate. Yeah. I have not yet watched it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't comment.
It's sad. It's sad with Amy. Yeah, that's all I'll say. So I'll be looking forward to hearing that. But let's get into the show. It's enough TLC news. Let's get into the actual episode. It's going to be season 10, episode 11. For richer or for poorer? Where do you want to start, Kate?
I'd like to start. The first people I have are Clayton and Annalie.
Yes. Now, I do need to ask you, Kate, because I didn't watch last week's episode. You did the potty solo. I didn't watch the episode.
Okay.
Biggest, most important question is, if we saw Clayton and Annalie last episode, did we see?
Yes, a little bit.
Did we see Baby Pig and Chocolate?
No. I had to think. Okay. Really, all we saw was her sweeping around the apartment and him playing video games in his room. That was the storyline. It's like, oh, he's always playing video games.
I see. So no Baby Pig and Chocolate. I'm missing Baby Pig and Chocolate so much. They were stunning with their little outfits on, and we haven't seen them since.
I think they were around. Yeah. They weren't the focus, but...
Well, they should be. They should be. I love them. Take us into these two goons, then.
Yes. Okay, so when we pick back up with them, they're packing to go visit his online friend of 13 years, Cameron, who lives in San Diego, California. And this is his best friend, but they've never met. They are friends, I believe, through gaming, right?
Yeah.
And she's ecstatic to be leaving this apartment and his mom, closet mom, Violet, behind. She says, hasta nunca, see you never. So they get to California and this friend picks them up. This is his first time meeting the friend. So it's kind of an echo of, you know, the meeting at the airport that we always see. And I thought Cameron seemed like a pretty nice guy.
He did. He seemed level-headed. He seemed excited to see his mate. Question from last week. Have they had sex yet?
No, no.
What happened when they went? Didn't they go to a hotel?
I don't remember the hotel.
They left and they went and stayed in a hotel, and he came out dressed as, and she's like, oh, who did? She came out of the bathroom and there was a comment. I remember because it was like in next week's episode. She comes out, they're staying in a hotel. He's like, we wanted privacy. And then she walked out of the bathroom and was like, oh my God, he looks like an idiot lying in the bed. And then... No,
they still haven't done it. That was another thing. Shit. That's all he is talking about. So I don't think it happened.
Shit.
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. But so they have this Airbnb. It's really spacious, nice Airbnb in San Diego. And she sees a glimpse of the lifestyle I think she was probably hoping for, living with him alone.
What you mean,
space.
Like not having your future mother-in-law in a closet?
Right. And stunning. Space to walk around and things like that. And so they're hanging out, getting ready. They go to meet up for drinks and dinner with Cameron and his girlfriend or wife, V. She goes by V. And Clayton, he's a little nervous about conversation flowing. He says he doesn't socialize in person with people very much. I guess he's just like an awkward guy.
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. So Cameron's making conversation and he's like, so you guys are getting married. That's wild. Whoa. And Clayton's like, yeah. And will you be my best man?
There you go.
Cameron's yeah.
I mean, he's admitted that he just doesn't have a social life in person. Mm-hmm. So he.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw them sat at the table. I was watching that. I was kind of in and out shock. But I know that she was like, I want to leave because he brought up something sexual. What was he saying?
Right. Okay. So after the wedding talk, the server comes over and they're ordering their drinks.
Okay.
And Clayton says, I'll have a virgin daiquiri or whatever the drink was. And he goes, then he goes on this long explanation, because I don't drink. And also because I'm effectively a virgin since my girlfriend's not having sex with me.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. So it's very awkward.
I don't know what I'm more shocked at. Somebody that doesn't drink or the fact they haven't had sex. So he doesn't drink.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
That's what he said to the server. And so
anyway, that's not the thing I should be shocked at. That's awful. That's
yeah.
Shit.
She's very uncomfortable. And as V says, yike. And he's like, well, what is she going to do? Not have sex with me? And just saying really gross crap like that. And Annalie's like, he's doing this macho thing in front of his friend, but he's like a little kitten at home. So he's acting strangely and it's really making me uncomfortable. And so he keeps going with the sex talk and he's like, this is normal to talk about this stuff with people. And she's like, I think I would like to go home now. And Cameron and his girlfriend are like, all right, you're in the doghouse, man. And that's kind of the end of it.
Question. I brought this up, I think, before we first met her. They met on a language learning app. To me, Clayton's Spanish is very good. He can communicate fluently with her. But she hasn't spoken any English, as far as I'm concerned, right? So what's
not much.
On? I mean, she needs to get back on that language learning app because he's the one that's doing all of the communication. She was on there to learn English, and it's like they can't communicate. I mean, they can communicate because of him, but I found it really odd that that's how they met, yet she can't speak English. And then when they were at the table and he was saying all of these things in English, who was translating it for her? How did she know to be offended by what he was saying?
Oh, I don't know. I think that she must have understood it. Man, I don't know. That's a specific detail that I'm not remembering. Understand. She must be able to understand what she's hearing.
It's so strange because also I think, and that happens a lot in these shows sometimes, that you see one partner doesn't speak the language and they'll say something and then you'll cut to them being angry or upset. I think they must have a translator on site in some of these scenes that you don't see.
I remember he did translate part of it.
Oh, well,
because I remember him saying in Spanish, he was saying, I'm talking about, it's normal to talk about sex. Are you upset because we're talking about our sex life? And then she's saying, that's private. That's between us.
I saw that.
So she knew that he was referencing their sex life. I don't know if she knew exactly what he said, but he did translate that's what he was talking about.
Interesting. Okay. So then they left that and they were just pissed off at each other.
Yep. That's all we saw. That's so. All.
I mean, those two, I don't get those two together at all. There isn't any. She seems so annoyed by him.
She does. And I think it's that classic thing we see where they're having so much fun talking to each other online. And then she gets there in person and she's like, oh, I'm not attracted to this guy. He's just in his room constantly playing video games and.
It's not great. And the fact that, I mean, she hasn't made a big effort to bond with Baby Pig and Chocolate. And that is concerning for me. So she calls them the guinea pigs. No, they have names. And those names a baby pig and chocolate. Okay, so let's go on to very quickly, because this was only a small one, was Gino and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote one line of notes, okay? And I'm going to read it to you. Jasmine's boobs are breathtaking. Dot, dot, dot. I can't breathe. That's what I wrote. I was using my perfect, thank you God, eyesight to look at these chemical mounds, as Larry David would say, on her chest. And I could not understand what I was seeing. Anyone else?
Well, she's showing them off so beautifully with this itsy bitsy teeny weeny bikini.
I live in Los Angeles, and I have never seen breasts that looked so uncomfortable and hard and monstrously too big for her body. Like, it was breathtaking. As I wrote in my notes, I couldn't breathe.
Eye-catching, terrifying, bless her. Ooh. Yeah. And so then the booty. I mean, Gino's finally appreciating her investment of his money.
I am deeply concerned with those implants because one already looks like it's on the way out. That's all I'm saying.
Bit misshapen.
Yeah. And then she's very cool. He's like putting, because so they're in Miami, right? And they're on the beach and they're doing this. And he's like, he's massaging her and getting super turned on, hopefully, for once. And she's like, oh, isn't it great? You know, see, aren't you happy now that I used the money you gave me for the wedding dress for these? And he's like, yeah. I mean.
And I think that's why she does it, because he likes it. It's like a kink for him, because, oh, you're so naughty spending my money. And he's rubbing the sunscreen on her butt.
Maybe. Like,
he kind of likes it on some level that she just
uses him for his money. Money pig. And that what they call
money pig.
Yeah,
money pig.
I don't know. I mean, it's these two. I couldn't really talk about much of the scene because all I was looking at were those.
Well, those the only other part of the scene is her saying, and I feel like this is a fake fight, but she's saying, your family should not even be coming to our wedding because your cousin brought you to a strip club. They're telling me that I should be so grateful you brought me to the States. They're telling us we need to get a prenup, and I don't like any of that. They're insulting me and they shouldn't even come to the wedding. And what would you say if I said I wouldn't get married if they came? And he's like, Jasmine.
Yeah, I know.
So it's fake, ongoing. I feel.
Yeah, there just wasn't enough to even film more than that. That's all right. That's really.
Right.
But I am grateful for looking at those just globes. It was like the globe I used to have in my bedroom growing up of the world. And I used to spin that globe. And I used to point to all the places I wanted to go to. And I looked at her breasts and I wanted to spin them. And I don't know what to do with myself looking at her chest anymore.
I love how she's like, in my country, I could go to the grocery store in this and no one would even bat an eye. It's like, really? Okay.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Let's get now, guys, I text Kate. I watched this, like, you know what I'm gonna say. I watched this actually. I got a notification on my phone, it's like 90 Day Fiance is out, and I happened to be in my house and I was like, perfect, get it over and done with, let's watch this, take notes. So I watch it and I text Kate, who hadn't seen it yet, and I said, there is going to be one argument in this entire episode that is going to resonate with you so deeply, and I cannot wait to hear your thoughts. And Kate, which one was that?
It's the duvet debacle.
It's the duvet! Guys, if you are a long-time listener to this show, first-time caller, you will know that Kate and I have discussed my lack of understanding, should I say, for anyone that doesn't have a duvet. And Kate would have a conversation. Well, I didn't have a duvet and I don't know. Not everybody. I says, Kate, you need it. Everyone needs a duvet. End of story. Da, 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 da. Railed on about how everyone should have a duvet. And the first scene with Rob the Knob and Sophie from England. So I feel as though I am now justified. It is an English thing. We all have duvets. And for someone not to have a duvet is I mean, I could say duvet. We're going to say duvet about 15 times in this. I'm sorry. But it is so odd to us. So we open up with Rob the Knob and Sophie, who at this point, I mean, he just, it's just, it's very hard to watch. So these two are there. And she's like, oh, I just said, hang on, I need to get her accent. I need to listen to her more because she's not that, she's not Cockney, but she's not London proper. She's very, and she says, oh, Rob, she's kind of whiny. She's like, I just wanted, you know, I just wanted a duvet. That's what he's like, that's the first thing you say. Wake up in the morning and you talk about, you know, wanting a duvet. And I don't know, you know what? That, she's like, I just want a duvet. It's not that much to ask for. It's not much to ask for. Is everyone has a duvet? He's like, you always want stuff. And then he says, and then I wrote down a lot of some of the things that he said in this episode. And then she's like, but I want a duvet. And he's like, that's stupid. He is so intimidated and insecure due to his financial situation that he can only put down things that she wants and minimizes her feelings to make him feel better about not being able to provide anything. And that's what these conversations are. It's like, you always want something. He's just insecure because he can't provide it. But if there was a level of honesty of like, listen, I don't have money and I just, you know, it's not something I can do, but I agree. Like, yeah, I would love an apartment with a toilet in it. I would love that because that's normal and that's what I should have, but I'm just not there in my life right now. You know, that's just what it is. But instead, he's so ashamed of his situation that he attacks. And yeah, he attacks her about wanting too much and being spoiled. And you get all your money from mum. And she's like, well, and this was very telling. She's like, well, where is it? Then he goes, exactly, where is it? Because he was like, when is the mum and dad payday coming? He's such a piece of shit. So it does end off. He's a piece of shit.
Did he really think she was going to come there and her parents were going to pay their rent to live in some?
Yes.
High rise?
I have absolutely been with somebody like that before. I have absolutely, do you know, I'll tell you, I don't know if I ever told you this. I was dating this guy from Michigan, not Gino. And I knew that I didn't really want to be with him anymore. But I was in Michigan with him and they had a hot tub. That's number one thing I should have known. I should not be in a hot tub. I hate hot tubs. Anyway, so I was in there with him and his mum or something was in there. We were drinking wine or whatever. Sorry if I've told this story before, guys. But she said, you know, we were talking about future plans and stuff. And I was young. Maybe this is why he gets to me so much. Because oh my God, his name was Rob. Rob, sorry, he was from Michigan. His name was Rob. He was a drummer. He went to MI in Hollywood. Okay. Oh my God, his name was Rob. No, this is, see, all my trauma comes out with 90 Day Fiancé. We're sat in this hot tub and his mum's like, well, what's the plan? And he turned and he put his arm around me and he said, let me get the phrasing right. I want to make sure this hits. And he put his arm around me and he goes, well, she's my golden ticket. That's what he said.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's what he said, because I had this inheritance coming to me and I had some stuff going on, and that's what he said. And gross. He was a piece of shit and he's still a piece of shit and he's living a miserable life in like some godforsaken place in Texas with like three screaming kids. So God bless karma. That's all I can say. Anyway, but his name was Rob. And yes, this is the same. This is why it hits me so much. But he does, Kate. He thinks she came over and it would be that he's her golden ticket.
And then when she has these needs to feel comfortable, which aren't even big expenses. I mean, she says, I don't understand. He doesn't want me to be comfortable. Like, it's a $30 duvet and I just want to be comfortable. We're living in this shed.
No.
And he won't get me a duvet. And I think you hit the nail on the head. He's got deep shame about his circumstances and where he's at in life at the age he's at. Mm-hmm. And I think he thought that being good looking was going to pull him out of his situation and it didn't. And he's just turning that outwards at everyone he perceives as being better off than him or having it better.
I agree. That's what it is. And I also think that it is an utter disgrace that he thinks there's all this going on in his head, right? He's so shameful and he's embarrassed and he's all of this. So I think it's extreme. It's so shameful that he thinks then he says, yeah, well, I wasn't brought up with anything. Do you know how many people work their asses off that were brought up with nothing and make fantastic lives for themselves? This is not a crutch that you should be hanging on to at fucking 32 years old, you knob. Like, he thinks that justifies everything. Well, you don't know my circumstance because I was brought up with nothing. Well, boo fucking who? The majority of people were brought up with nothing and they work their asses off and they make shit happen. And you don't because you're a fucking loser. That's what's going on.
Exactly. And I don't even think that she's the type to turn her nose up at a modest one bedroom. She just wants a fucking bathroom and a duvet, dude.
Knob. And I wrote down this quote from him. You're hella bougie for someone that don't have shit. Now,
not nice.
You're a fucking moron and you're okay. Well, sorry guys, my language is out of control. It's Christmas. gotta think of the birth of Jesus, okay, because you know you're such a good Catholic. But his lack of articulation alone, I want to put my fist through the television and I can't control it any longer. I cannot watch segments with these two anymore. And this poor girl is floundering. She's 23. She has no clue about life, no clue about relationships. And she's stuck with him thinking that this is what she's supposed to deal with and be with. And he's an absolute moron loser. And it pains me deeply.
I know she's putting up with this and it's reaching this fever pitch as it gets closer and closer to the deadline for them to get married. There's all this pressure. They talk about this a lot in the episode. And I do think that both of them are feeling this pressure of, okay, I need to analyze every disagreement and every interaction we're having and figure out if that's what my life's going to be like if I make this decision and marry her. That's how he's phrasing it. You know, he's like, oh, is this what my life's going to be like? Her just complaining and wanting me to pay for stuff every single day. And they're just both so stressed and it's tough to watch.
It's
tough. So they go on a date. They actually go on a date. She's negotiating like, oh, it'd be nice if we went out like this once in a while. Well, what's once in a while?
Oh my
God. Twice a month? He's like, okay, yeah, I can handle that. And so they are having beers and they come to this whatever agreement. Like, she's like, you just need to be less insensitive. Like, try to see things from my perspective or whatever. And he's like, yeah, okay. Well, that doesn't last long. They go to this sex shop. And this was so fake. I mean,
I'm going to be very interested to hear your thoughts because I have actually an opinion of this that may shock you, may shock people listening, considering my rants about Rob. Go ahead and describe this cringeworthy setup production moment.
Yeah. I mean, this was a PA or this was someone from LA casting or whatever, because they're at this sex shop to just reignite the spark, I guess. They haven't had sex for 2 weeks. And so they're like, oh, let's go to a sex shop.
This is the honeymoon. This is the honeymoon period. And they haven't had sex for 2 weeks.
Right. And they're looking around and eventually they're talking to one of the sales associates who I believe was definitely not a sales associate and a plant by TLC. So she's talking to them and she's like, oh, so what kind of stuff are you guys into? Oh, well, would you guys ever want to have a threesome? She proposes that the three of them have sex, basically.
Oh, so embarrassing.
And Rob kind of physically steps back and is like, well, that I'm going to let you answer that one, Sophie. Like, this one's up to you kind of thing. And she really is immediately upset at him and they start fighting in this store. And I think she overreacted to this comment because really he didn't overtly say like, ooh, yeah, I want to have sex with her. Let's bring her into the bedroom. He just threw it. He tossed it to her, which was a bit annoying because he was testing her kind of like, ooh, are you going to leave me for a girl? You really want to have sex with a woman? Like, let's see what you say, you know? But I honestly don't even think he was thinking about it that much. He just kind of was like, I'm not answering that. And he was taken off guard. And she kind of flies off the handle a little bit. She's like, you should have said, no, I don't want to have sex with anyone else who's not you. And I'm like this because of you. And da, 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 da. And I don't know. I think there's a lot of pressure right now on her to figure this relationship out. And she's upset about a lot of other things with him that I think kind of came out in this argument, even though he didn't really do that much wrong in this situation, I don't think.
Agreed. I don't think that woman was a plant or anything. She couldn't act for shit. She was an associate because I've worked in restaurants when they film TV shows and they'll grab someone to come and say something. And what it is the production grabbed her, who's a sales associate, and she was so awkward doing it as well. It was so embarrassing. They grabbed her and said, just say, oh, so, I mean, even the word, she was like, oh, so, yeah, so what are you guys, you know, into? Like, she couldn't even form a sentence. She's like, so what are you guys into? Maybe we could, you know, maybe we could all hang out. You know, it was so cringy. So I think production was just like, just drop this in. You know how they do it. They're like, just talk about this, just talk about this. And I think that Rob had this whole bravado in the sex shop, but he was blushing the entire time. He was totally intimidated. I can tell you his sex is completely vanilla. 100%. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely like the most adventurous between me and Sophie. No, you're not. He was blushing at the handcuffs and the cock rings, was like, oh, I don't know. Like, you tell, he's so obvious. Anyway, but believe it or not, I am on Rob's side for this. He didn't do any, he was completely embarrassed. And I think he was just like, and he was super awkward. And like you say, he physically like stepped back when this girl said this, and it was all set up. So they knew it was kind of set up. And Sophie, you're right. She knows in her gut, this is absolutely 100% wrong. She knows it. She knows it's wrong and she shouldn't be in this relationship. Right. So she basically, you know, says, well, you should have said instantly, no, I don't want a threesome because I only want to have sex with you. He didn't even say anything. He couldn't say anything. It was all just so awkward and fake anyway and weird. It was just not, it didn't meld. You're right. She was screaming at him for the numerous reasons she should scream at him. But they're just so awful together. They're so awful. And you see two people that are in something that they can't get out of. And it's really unpleasant to watch.
Rob even said it too. He's like, if I saw us fighting like that in a store, if I saw a couple fighting like that in a store, I would not think they should be together. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't.
Absolutely. So that's for those two again. But hopefully they got a duvet. But I say that, but I think they got married and they're separated anyway already. But
I don't know. I'm lost with them.
Who's next?
Ashley and Manuel.
I Love Ashley. I've loved Same. Ashley. Yeah, and I think we've loved her from the beginning. She was out smoking a cig and asking production if she could talk to them quickly. Like, that's our gal. Like, yeah. That's who we love. She's never
bringing
not,
it.
She is. She's never not without a coffee, which I appreciate. But she loves Diet Coke as well. I think she loves Diet Coke. But she... Her and this Manuel are just ridiculous together because they're completely not going to work out, right? He just lies and hides his entire life and has no money and no job and probably no intention to get anything. And she's trying on wedding dresses. So, I mean, it's a perfect setup for 90 Day. She looks gorgeous in her wedding dress. She does mm-hmm. look really nice. I loved the headpiece, mm-hmm. loved what she was wearing. She looked great, but that save that for another guy because this ain't it. This ain't it.
She's really hoping that those quartz crystals are gonna heal a multitude of sins.
hoping and praying. It's really bad. So she's there with the mother, and the mother's like, "Oh, you look gorgeous." And her mother's sensible as well. Like,
yes.
And the mother's saying, "Well, you know, I'd love to just kind of have a one-on-one with him and just talk to him." And she's like, "Okay, maybe we could do that." And then goes back to the house with Manuel and she's like, "So my mom would like to talk to you one-on-one. Would you like to do that?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, all right." I mean, he's just kind of basically like, "I've got nothing else to do. Sure, why not? I'll get a free lunch out of it." I mean, it's cute. And then he goes to the diner to meet with the mom and they use the translation app. And I don't really know what came out of that. What did come out of that conversation?
Well, the mom is telling him she doesn't think it's a good thing for him to be running away whenever there's a disagreement about something. And he says, "Well, I need to cool off when I'm upset. She doesn't understand me and I just need to take time to myself." Mm. And she's like, "Well, I get that, but you have to talk it out and be mature." And she asks, "Are you sure that you guys should be getting married?" Huh. And he says yes, but then somehow sort of blames their issues on Ashley. And then the mom says, "Well, I'll be watching and your word is everything. So I got my eye on you," basically. And she tells us she likes him, but she doesn't trust him. And ultimately, she's going to support her daughter in the decision to marry him, but she's watching. She's in the shadows.
Well, yep. She's not going to see a lot because that guy's hiding everything. Yep. But, you know, Ashley will be there with her venti coffee and she'll be wearing those quartz crystals and hoping it all works out. We didn't get any Nicole and Justin this week.
No.
Once again, we did see a clip for next week of them being in it. Justin, I'm still deeply attracted to, even though I do understand that he dresses up as a Nazi and has been cheating on Nicole. I get it. I'm physically just very attracted to him. But anyway, because he does look like Jason Hoppy, who I'm also attracted to, and he's the devil incarnate. So it says a lot about who I'm attracted to. Nick and Devin.
Okay. It's their wedding day. Her mom has it all taken care of. I don't think Devin or Nick lifted a finger to plan this wedding at all or do anything at all, which I guess nice, but I don't know. It was just a lovely wedding. I was like, I felt like I was watching Love is Blind or something. Yeah. Like, where's the secret family? Where's the mountain of debt? Nice. Where's the fist fight with the in-laws? Store that's no store, secret social media account you're DMing a woman on. What show am I watching right now?
I know. But I guess the biggest mystery is how long it's taken Devin to recover from wisdom teeth removal. Because it's still the whole mouth is like not.
I thought she had TMJ.
It doesn't even open. It's just I'm completely taking the piss because that's what she reminds me of when you had your wisdom teeth removed.
Yeah,
she just kind of, you know, she just the whole time. Shut up. Yeah, they wake up at set their alarm for 9:30 on their wedding day, by the way, which was so shocking. I mean, that's a 6 o'clock if ever I've heard one on your wedding day.
Right.
And wakes up, she's just like, oh,
well.
Well, might shower. I mean, they're just so shit. It's just like, God, I don't want to see either of you. Go away.
Her dress turned out. She did get it revised. She didn't like the gold on the top, so it got fixed. I did look up what this is called. It's called a hanbo. Traditional dress. I thought
it was beautiful.
I thought she looked beautiful. She had her hair curled, little pink lipstick on. It's like, okay, you look great. The dad came around. He approves of Nick now. Seems like we didn't see anything in the season of them, though. It was like he came over.
Yeah.
He came over. He called her a piggy. The dad said, don't call her a piggy. And then they just got married. And he's like, well, we really got to know him during these 90 days. And I was like, well, we didn't.
We didn't even 90 days. We saw one episode of them like in the hat.
I think they had to, they left it on the cutting room floor because nothing was going on.
Nothing was happening. They're that boring.
They walk down the aisle. He gives her a smooch. It's cute and everything. And then they walk outside and her parents got them a helicopter. Mm-hmm. And they take a sunset helicopter ride. I was like, this is a fairy tale wedding. I
don't get those two. See, this is what I mean about casting. You wasted this opportunity. That Devon was hideous on camera. And I'm not saying physically looking. Hideous in the sense that she wasn't comfortable. You had a woman on camera that was hideously uncomfortable. I did not mean anything about look, seriously. She was just so uncomfortable that she wasn't good on camera. So you're not watching anything that's fun. You're not watching anyone that really wants to even be on the show. Move them out of the way. Get people that want to be on this show that want to show us the disasters of their lives. That's what we want for 90 Day Fiancé, not this. We don't want happiness. Who do you think we are? It's TLC and 90 Day Fiancé.
It was like just nothing. The hills, it was just like, happily ever after. I'm like, well, good for you guys. They do seem really happy, but there was no there. I mean, there was no storyline. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. Yeah, they must have just been sitting at the house doing literally nothing the entire time. Yeah.
90 days, 3 months he was in that country. Well, maybe they didn't do that. Maybe they didn't wait the whole 90. Maybe they just got married like 3 weeks after he arrived or something, or a week.
But why did the dad say that then? He was like, I've really enjoyed getting to know him over the past 90 days. He said that. And I was like,
that could be a plot. See, now I'm thinking, you know, maybe it was the fact that they were like, we're getting married in 2 weeks. For some reason, who knows? There could be a lot of stuff for like work, her work, or going to, if she's in university, she has to go back to university. You know, there could be stuff like that. And I wonder if it was they had decided to get married in 2 weeks and there's nothing that they could really film. There was no footage. So they get production says, just put in this line to kind of make believe that they've been here for 90 days.
I guess, but the parents loved him. It was like they were really not liking him. I don't know. Boring. Yeah, I guess they could have changed their mind in a few weeks. We've seen it happen, I guess, but yeah, nothing happened.
So boring. All right, so they're done. Hopefully we don't see them again. We will see Nicole and Justin next week. The other last couple is Sam and Citra.
Mm-hmm. Woo. Okay, they have the most going on, honestly. So it's 2 weeks. She just landed. Mm-hmm. They're getting married in 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Remember, they've only ever spent 2 weeks in person together.
Sure. What could go wrong?
This is the stuff I love. Mm. So she just landed in bumfuck Egypt, wherever they are, and they're on the way home. She's concerned that he lives with his dad and brother, as she should be. So because they get there and the house is disgusting. It's filthy.
That room. Once again, like you said, like Rob the Knob, it's not about money. You know, you can have a tidy place and a clean place without money. It's not that financial circumstances, it's just being lazy and it looks filthy.
Well, we saw his attempt to clean last time. He's like, well, I'm going to pick up Citra at the airport. So I thought I better tidy up in here. And he's like Jenny style, just pushing dust around his room. And that's all he did. He did buy a prayer mat, I think, for her, which was nice. And I was like, okay, he at least did that. But no, that's all. He pushed the dust bunnies around. And that's evident when we get there and they do the shady like shots of the floor, the dust bunnies and all that. Mm. His dresser is all cluttered and everything. And anyways, she then meets and hugs his dad, Brian. Brian's like, I'm really impressed with her. She's gorgeous. Maybe she'll help me cook. And they go see the brother's room. I guess he's going to be sharing a twin bed with his brother because they are waiting to have sex until they're married.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave her his room, his stinky gross room. Mm-hmm. He did get points with me, however, for the fact that he got a bidet.
Yes, yes. That was great.
Or as he calls it, a booty wash.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They're all going to be converting to bidet life. I know it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then we find out Brian's like, he's interested in the, you know, the ceremony where Sam is converting, right? And so we then find out that Brian's an atheist who's like really into aliens and stuff like that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
When we met him and found out he's not just into aliens, he's into the whole ancient aliens lore.
Oh, okay.
Meaning that they were the ones that created the earth. Why we could not have 30 minutes of it. Forget Piggy and Nick. We should have had 30 minutes of him talking about his belief on aliens. That's the type of stuff I wanted to see. It's brilliant.
Yeah. He's got a lot of theories and ideas.
Love it. Love them all. Love them all.
Would love to hear more. Let's see. Then the car. Yeah. Okay.
That car was, I mean, no.
He's never washed it. He's never cleaned it since he got it.
It was so bad, dude. I was like, what are they going to find next in there? And she's like clearing out the car wash. She's like, we have to, if you try to pick up my father in this, it's going to be a disaster. Because of course the father's coming into Missouri. So they're doing all of this. And then she says, is this important paperwork about your, what's the term that they kept using? I didn't write it down. Sorry.
I forgot to write it down too. It's based deference.
Diversion. Yeah, diversion. I think that's what it was. Sorry if that's wrong, guys. Didn't write it down. And it's basically because he was arrested and he was given the chance to be able to clear it up, or he would have to go to rehab or jail or go on probation. And he didn't get the paperwork in on time. And she's just finding out about this now. So she's very, very upset. She's like, you mean you could potentially go to jail? And he says, yes, I could. And he says, I have to tell your father as well. It was tricky.
She's so upset because she's like, he lied to me. And then that made me inadvertently lie to my own dad. And I probably wouldn't have come here right now if I knew about this. And that's exactly why he didn't tell her. And she just says she wants to go home at this point. She's really, really sad about all this.
It's a terrible situation. I didn't know. I didn't catch the time when he would find out what his fate was going to be, whether it's going to be probation or jail. But either of them are going to have a massive effect on her, especially the jail. I mean, if she's left in that house with no job, nowhere to go, with the father talking about ancient aliens and the brother in the twin bed and all that dust, it's not going to be pretty.
Bleak.
So anyway, that was the end of them, and that was left like that. And then that's everyone. Yeah, we covered everyone. How many episodes do you think we have left? 2 or 3?
This was episode 11. We just got that still to come on 90 Day trailer. Oh, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's like 5 more episodes.
No. See, this is what I mean. We don't need that many.
Bloated season. Yeah,
it is. So that's about it, guys, for 90 Day Fiancé. Just as a reminder, you know, our schedule is obviously this comes out on a Tuesday. On a Wednesday, you have our Wheel of Shame episode, which we are actually about to go and jump off and record now. We were covering contraband seized at the border. That's what we're going to be covering on our Wednesday episode. And on Fridays are our Bravo shows, where we cover all things Housewives, Ultimate Girls Trip. I cannot even speak at what I witnessed on that television for those 3 episodes. It is it was described as gold, and I said it's platinum. There has not been television like this. Is what, okay, I'm sorry, I need to stop my rant about it. But that's why those gals from original Roni should never have been taken off the air. Look at what they produce. And then we also have our Patreon. It's $5 a month, guys. It's a great Christmas present for somebody that loves deep diving into documentaries. Twice a month, Kate and I will pick weird, wild, occult, true crime documentaries. Only available on our Patreon channel for $5 a month. You can find us on patreon.com/tenderlovingcarepodcast. Or you can just simply click in the feed of your podcast that you're listening to now. You'll see subscriber only episode. Click on that. You can listen to us. That's $5 a month to help support the show, help support us. And we deeply, deeply appreciate everyone that is listening. You can find us Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast. Email us tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. Anything? Okay, what about our schedule for Christmas? Do you want to remind our darling listeners?
Yes. As a reminder, we won't have new episodes coming out the week of Christmas and the week of New Year's. We're taking a break. Mm-hmm. We will be putting out some of our vintage episodes. Mm-hmm. We had some great episodes when we were first starting out, and so we're probably going to bring back some of our favorites, and so you guys have some stuff to listen to over the next couple weeks. But yeah, we'll be back at it the second week of January. Mm-hmm. So thank you for your patience in that regard. So we can have a little nice little holiday break. Mm-hmm. And thanks for being here and listening. We really appreciate you.
We absolutely do. And we will speak to you and hear from you and talk to you tomorrow on Wednesday with our Wheel of Shame episode. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.